mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
We heard from Nate. His wife Kelly's having a birthday, and you know what you have to do at your birthday sometimes?
What's that?
Renew that license.
No. Oh, yeah.
It is not so much fun renewing your license in Massachusetts anymore, so we called Kelly to see if we could help.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Kelly.
Yep, this is she.
Hi, Kelly. Frank Martin from the RMV here.
From where?
The RMV. Have you been on our website trying to renew your license?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've been trying to get a real ID.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to go because, you know, that'll be the standard come 2020. So if you're renewing now, that's a good idea to get the real ID. But you've been having...
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying. While I have you on the phone, maybe I can ask what the problem is because I don't understand all these documents you have to have. It's kind of ridiculous.
Okay, well, we can go over some of the documents you need. Very basic stuff. You need to show your U.S. citizenship that you can be here. Do you have a Social Security card?
Yeah, I mean, I was born here. I'm a resident.
Okay, good.
The other stuff is absurd.
Now, does your name on your Social Security card match your actual name on your license? Have you been married since you got the Social Security card?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. I've got married, so...
Oh, boy. Do you have a valid passport?
Yes.
Okay, that'll make things easier, too. Do you have, like, a W-2, a 1099, a pay stub?
Why do I need that stuff?
Good.
That's like...
You've got to prove residency and all that stuff. Some first-class mail. You have that, maybe a jury summons.
I know. Well, this is what I'm saying,
utility bill.
The website list of stuff is ridiculous. It's like, first you're like, okay, I just need my passport. And then you look down and it's like, you also need these things to prove you live here. Like, property tax for current year. I mean, I'm renting right now, so... I can't tell from this website what I do and don't need.
Well, just bring pretty much everything you have. That'll be the way to go. And then because you're going for the real ID, so we do need a lot of the photos. You know, we have your current license picture, but then because it's used for travel, we need some facial recognition background pictures as well. So do you have, do you have a wedding picture?
Of course I have a wedding picture.
Okay, bring your wedding picture. Do you have your high school yearbook photo?
And are you being serious right now?
Yeah, and then do you have, a kindergarten picture? Because it gives you the progression of your face as you, get older.
Are they worried that I'm going to go back in time and commit a crime as a 5-year-old?
No, it's just for a background, for facial recognition. Then we'd also need the last selfie you took. And then that'll kind of complete that. Then do you have your high school diploma?
This is so big brother-y. This is absurd.
Do you have any of those frequent shopper cards? You know, the ones that you buzz at the register? If you could bring a list of those. And then do you have the list of the 10 last movies you watched on Netflix?
You're joking.
That'd be good. Just as a background.
Right,
we have a scale here when you come in, so we'll get your weight and your height and everything.
Okay. You know what? I cannot deal with this right now. I mean, is there someone else I can talk to? Because I don't even believe that. I don't think you have the right information.
Oh,
there's
no
way to see my last 10 Netflix viewings.
We're gonna
need
these
things, or are you just making this up?
We're going to need your bra size as well, because, with travel, make sure people aren't smuggling things.
I don't know what is wrong with you, sir, but you are just saying things that are absurd, and I would like to be transferred to another associate, not only to ask my questions, but to... talk to them about what you've been saying to me, because I think that you're wrong and you should be employed there.
Are you embarrassed by the movies you've watched on Netflix? Is that the problem?
No, but I don't know why the government needs to know my bra size.
Well, because people smuggle things, so if we know the baseline size, if it's larger than that, it's a kind of a red flag.
You could practically get felt up on a plane anyway. It happened to me 2 weeks ago, like that new search thing. So, no one needs to know my bra size.
You know who you should probably talk to? You should talk to Nate.
Why?
Well, because he called me, Brian Bell, from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, okay.
And this is a Brian Bell buster, Kelly.
You jerk. You don't get to know my bra size either. Oh, my God.
So good news is, this was all a joke, and we just wanted to say happy birthday. Bad news is, it's not going to help you get your license renewed.
No, it's not. And, about a third of those things you said actually are on there. So I just...
Well, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show. We'll help you get Nate back on his birthday, too, okay?
I love that. Let's do that.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.